Rattel in the center, over the line, into Middleton. Score! Rick Middleton from John Rattel.
Tell me about the centers you played with. First, John Rattel.
Already, yeah. I mean, I could never play with him in New York because Rod Gilbert was always his right winger. So until I got to Boston, I didn't get a chance to play with him. Like I said, very first game, boom, hat trick. But, you know, he was just a obviously Hall of Famer, one of the icons of the game, could pass the puck on your stick every time. Used a straight stick, straight as a dime. I don't know how he did it. Yeah. He had a great wrist shot. He was so strong, upper body and arms. Face-off, great face-off guy. And played all those years. And even, I think, had better years in Boston even after he left New York. And he was in New York. They just raised the sweater last year, right. 14 years or something. So an icon. And I was so fortunate to have a chance to play with him.
This is Peterson for Middleton. Coming in alone, Rick Middleton. Scores! Rick Middleton from Barry Peterson. Just after the Bruins killed off the power play. Peterson setting up Middleton and Boston leads 1-0.
How about Barry Peterson?
Well, that goes unspoken. I mean, you know, obviously when he came to the team and they put us together, it was a brand new era. It was early in the 80s. The game was changing. The helmet rule came in. The merger with the WHA, the new teams, the league was expanding. The game was changing. And I got a centerman, a right-handed centerman on top of that, because we always talked about that, that could, again, hit my stick and got me the puck because there wasn't a very big neutral zone. And if I got the puck too late and the defensemen were standing up at the blue line, I'd end up getting carried off on a stretcher again. So he was very aware of that, and he would not give me what they call a sucker pass, where I'd be looking back for the puck and get knocked on my butt. So he'd get me the puck just at the right time that I'd be able to get my head up, get a couple strides, or if the defense was backing in too much, I could slow the play down. Today you can't do that. You have so much back pressure, you can't slow the play down. But I used to like to gauge where the defenseman was and even slow the play down more, so they're backing in almost on top of their goalie. They're standing still, and they're just, you know, ducks in the water.
Over the line, onside, moving in front, shot, score, Middleton! Rick Middleton, a power play goal from Barry Peterson, and the Bruins lead 5-3.
Barry knew my game and knew exactly when to give it to me, and obviously we had 100-point seasons together. We thought it was going to last forever, but it did last 3 years, and I'm so fortunate. We still have a couple playoff records in the books.
What did it mean to you to be named co-captain?
Oh, everything. At the time, you know, that was the biggest honor outside of this that I received in my hockey career, especially with a guy like Ray. I mean, he was the next natural captain on the team.
Sure.
You know, after Cash left and then Terry left, Ray was the next one. And for Harry to think enough of me to make me a co-captain with Ray until at least the end of my career, because obviously he was going to stay on for all those years, was a great honor, and I cherish it to this day.
Clears it to Rattel, the middle one. Bringing in all the goals, and the Bruins win game one as Rick Middleton scores.
What does this night mean to you?
Everything. You know, to me, and I've said this over the last 4 months so many times, people are probably sick of hearing it, but to me, this is the greatest honor any athlete can get, is when their organization recognizes your career and decides that nobody else is going to wear your number, and this banner will be up there for eternity. And, you know, nothing against the Hall of Fame or any other honors. I just think this is the biggest honor in any sport that an athlete can receive. And for me to be able for them to give me this, and then you look up at the other guys that are up there, and I played with five of them. The only one I missed was Bobby, and he was on the team when I got traded, and he wasn't here in training camp when I got here, unfortunately. One of my biggest regrets. But I played with the five of those guys, and to be included, and Ray said it best. He said, "Welcome to the club."
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Well
so
deserved.
Much. Well, thank you. You know, it's been a long 4 months. I've been thinking about this. Every morning I wake up going, who am I going to forget? Who am I going to forget? What should I say? And I'm still writing my speech. I'm still tweaking it. But I'm almost there. So
enjoy the game and enjoy the night.
Thanks, Alan. I appreciate it.
McCrimmon, the Middleton, trying to maneuver. Does by Sam Schott. Score! Rick Middleton, an outstanding goal.